Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. Glad you're here tonight in our epic episode 132. Show theme tonight, Kanye West goes viral. Our show star date is December 8th, 2022 AD. Never fear, when the barbarian is here. General Von Wehhunt, at your service, America. This show is the triumph of the will in more ways than one. Wow, it's a dark and stormy night out there in many parts of America, from what I'm hearing. Studio is dark, lit with torches. I'm wearing my Germanic skull ring. Got battle flags in here, swords, weapons of war, battle axes, some great pictures. One is Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany. Other art, sculpture adorns the studio. Packed in the mountains of Arizona. My compound, it's my sanctuary, it's my studio, it's my home and my fortress and my castle, all wrapped into one. Love it. Keep doing things to it, as you should, to your property. Well, tonight is the Von Wehhunt Show yet again at 8 p.m., either Mountain or Pacific time for those who are tuning in on Blog Talk Radio, depending on where you're at. It's the radio show that your mother warned you about. We will induct tonight new members in the Von Wehhunt Radio Army and Special Forces. As we know, this is as much an information and propaganda war which continues unabated in America, and the government dishes out their propaganda to you daily, as does corporate America, as does the media, and the list goes on and on. And the best intel will win, and we plan on seizing the day. Carpe diem, my friends. Glad that you're here. Our show stands with the real country. We stand with the real Americans and the real military of our fathers and uncles and brothers in arms. We stand with real Americans who live in the towns and the cities and the farms and the ranches and the gridirons of America, the people who make the country work. Now, as we sit back tonight and relax a bit during this festive holiday season, it is the Weimar American Republic in 2022. When you look at what's going on in social media, in the fake news on TV, these crazy elections and counts, It's just amazing, isn't it? Those are all rabbit holes we could go down tonight. But I first wanted to let you know about the show stats. Now, we always go by our top five listing, our top five regions who listed in to the Von Wien Show. Of course, America is number one, numero uno, as they say in Mexico. And then number two is Canada. Number three is Thailand. I always say there must be a lot of American and British expats there. And CIA stations. Number four is the United Kingdom. Now the UK, you let Thailand beat you out? Really? Wow. You guys got to step it up over there with your new king and consort. We have many friends over in the UK. We love you all. And the number five spot, guess who beat out Japan? South Korea is the number five spot. Congratulations, South Korea, our democratic ally over in Asia on the 38th parallel with communist North Korea. That must be our military bases over there and our CIA station houses listening in intently to what the real American people think and say. But we are on the Apple Podcasts as well. Opera, Firefox, and Chrome, and all over the internet tonight in over 27 countries and counting. Now, if you want to get on the show tonight, you're in luck. First callers get first in line to the show. After the monologue, you'll dial 563-999-3437. My rhetorical question to the audience tonight, will there be a big die-off in the world in the next 2 to 5 years as predicted? From everyone taking the COVID jab, the death shot, as they call it. We'll see. If people start dropping like flies, it can't all be government plausible deniability now, can it? We live in very interesting times, my friends. The word treason has come up a lot this past few weeks. Well, I would say this. You don't steal an election, allegedly, of course, give money and weapons to the Taliban and our enemies, destroy your military on purpose, destroy the food supply, and make key supplies unobtainable, dissemble and flat out destroy your border and encourage a third world invasion of your own country. And it not to be a treasonous act against your own country and people. We're so glad you're here tonight. You have reached the Radio Octagon. Love that. Have you been following the Kanye West stories I have? Pretty interesting stuff, right? Well, China, Red China, they're still making threats against America daily, if not weekly now. They're just another communist evil empire. They must be broken up into 1,000 pieces and scattered into the winds of time and space, and then sealed over to never, ever rise again. Mark my words, this is China's destiny and the fate of nations. They will not survive in the future. They are tempting fate like never before, and they are making enemies all over the world. The book will be written on China and that evil empire, rest assured. Moving on to some media news. Everyone's hailing and loving this story in the media from all the talking heads that Brittany Griner, an alleged, quote-unquote, transgender, was released from Russia today. Everyone's clapping, patting themselves and their friends on the back. Wow, it's great we have an American coming back from Russia. We had exchanged her with a Russian arms dealer called the Merchant of Death. He was the character that was based in the Nicolas Cage movie in Hollywood called The Lord of War. I've seen it. I've got it on DVD. It's a great movie. But everyone's missing Mr. Whelan, who's still over in Russia, rotting away. I haven't forgotten him. Just like our January 6th protesters, still in jail. No one's talking about them either, except me and maybe a few others. They're long forgotten, rotting away in jail. Lots of wild rumors, them being tortured or beaten up by the guards daily and weekly. Who knows the real truth? But my observation is this. Does it really surprise anyone that the Democrat Biden regime would leave a Marine behind in Russia after they abandoned American soldiers, contractors, other American citizens, and other Marines in Afghanistan, along with billions and billions of dollars in military equipment paid for by you and me with our hard-earned tax dollars? Biden came to Arizona this week, yesterday, in fact, which was Pearl Harbor Day, a date that will live in infamy. But Biden said he doesn't give a rat's ass about the southern border with Mexico. He's got more important things to do. Now, we all love the economic development of the Taiwan semiconductor huge complex here in the North Valley. And they're going to add another facility onto it, which is great. We need those chips now for our cars and trucks, boats, what have you, industry. They're going to add from $12 billion going to $40 billion. Wonderful. But while that's going on, we're still being invaded daily in this country. Third world is pouring in night and day. And nobody cares. I told you years ago they don't give a rat's ass about this border. It's just going to make our job that much harder in the future. If you missed it, on Tuesday, we had our once-a-month show. We had a great Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. Remember, it's the first Tuesday of each month. And you have to locate the podcast to hear the show now. It's out there. Just look for it. Good spirited discussions. I won't spill the beans. It's a pretty good show. One thing we talked about was American women, obviously. American women right now are unmarried, childless, and miserable because they follow the feminist propaganda. This is what feminism wanted for them. Feminism, if you break it down, is really a communist plot to subvert the country, the nation, America. Feminism is just part of the left's anti-white, anti-Western civilization, communist agenda, anti-family, anti-American. Feminism is Bolshevism. Know it for what it is. Well, Pearl Harbor, that day, that fateful day, December 7, 1941, there's a lot of really good documentaries and new information that's come out about that. But hope you caught some of the very amazing World War II footage. We honor those veterans. My uncle was at Pearl, but he survived. But look, those things, war is hell, and it was a sneak attack. And who's to say it wouldn't happen again to America? Under Biden, especially, under many other presidents, we let our guard down completely. To be very, very honest, what's really keeping us safe is our nukes, our oceans, and our standing army, not of the Pentagon, but of the people, the militia, the armed populace is what's keeping the wolf away from the door. Make no mistake about that. And today is December the 8th. Well, the house band for the Von Weehen show is the Doors. It's Jim Morrison's birthday today. And we might play a Doors song later in the show. So glad that everyone's here tonight. And got a lot of calls before the show, emails. People want to chime in. But I told them, if you really want to be heard, I can only speak for you so far. I want you to express yourself, America. Speak for yourself. Call the show. Remember, it's a talk show. It's a two-way street. So we encourage that. Now, normies call it the mainstream media, which is a common term for, which kind of conveys nothing really. It should hereafter be referred to as the CIA Operation Mockingbird media going forward. Well, if you're out there, guys and gals, we appreciate you. And many of you are looking for a home. Many of you are looking for a show, a place. This might be it. For some of you, this may not be it. We get that. But think of us as your radio family, as your radio tribe, if you will. We welcome you all tonight. Welcome to the family. Thank you. Welcome to the family, the Corleone Radio family, of course. Well, we play music to set the tone, to set the mood, like any club, like any restaurant. Music is the verb of the soul, as they say. And music can move mountains, as well as the spoken word. Now, getting back to the Arizona elections, which has really been in the news a lot lately, everyone's been asking me on my take on it. Well, I told everybody a long time ago that if you never fixed the presidential election of 2020, don't expect future elections to look right. Don't expect them to be right. Don't expect them to be honorable and truthful and above board, yada, yada. It's a lot of weird news coming out of many national elections, including the one here in Arizona. We had several here. I knew Carrie Lake should have been governor. Everyone I spoke to said they were voting for her. And I don't live in an echo chamber either. I talked to lots of people. I didn't meet one person who said they were going to vote for Katie Hobbs, the Democrat. Not to say that any Republican is so much greater, but they at least stemmed the tide, and Carrie Lake would have done some specific things that we really needed here in Arizona. Now, under Democrat Katie Hobbs, the stupid Arizona electorate that did vote for her can expect higher state income taxes. Carrie Lake would have passed laws to eliminate the beggars and the homeless bums and the homeless refuse and human debris on many, many, many of our sidewalks, bus stops, intersections, all over the valley. She would have eliminated that, moved those people off, because right now the law states, as it is in many other states, that that's public property, and you can't move them when they pitch a tent or if they camp out there and beg at every car that drives by. That would have been nipped in the bud, and we would have been a leader of the country in doing that, way ahead of the curve. So that's gone, Arizona. Thank you very much. She also would have at least plugged the holes in the Trump wall and the border. Katie Hobbs has already said that the minute she's sworn in, she's taking down those railroad cars, and she's leaving huge gaping holes in our southern border. So more and more third world immigrants can move in, can walk right over. So that's the difference. Politics does matter sometimes. Things do matter. In Arizona, those were two stark differences between the parties. But the Arizona election is looking more and more like a big scam, and that the fix was in, I think. They had an out-of-ink excuse on election day that doesn't fly. There are office supply stores everywhere to get ink and toner. Plus, they had 2 years to get ready, and they failed the people on election day. They had 2 years to calibrate all those damn machines I don't trust anyway. Are we to believe poll workers are really that stupid? Are we to believe that the American public is really that stupid? Maricopa County forgot to tell its election officials, allegedly, to put ink into the printers for over 48% of their locations. They made ballots unreadable. This was widespread malfeasance, in my book, and many say led to disenfranchisement, and they're trying right now in the media and elsewhere to write it off as no big deal, no big problem, where we have disenfranchised voters, and they're saying, oops, sorry guys, oops. But many people here in Arizona are pissed off, and they're not laughing either. It's really another cautionary tale. But I hate to say it, after Biden and Trump election 2 years ago, it's to be expected. They haven't yet fixed that problem either. Then we go on and on from there. And the carnage, the politics of it is just amazing. Many believe that we can't solve all of our problems in the future by voting. And that's becoming more and more of a common theme. They can't get these midterm elections correct. You know, the presidential election in 2024 is going to be a complete, utter disaster. It's going to be mayhem. Could turn violent. It's going to be just crazy, like the Portland riots all over again, just nationwide. While that's going on, we have news from Lima, Peru, that the former president has been arrested by the national police for violating their constitution. This is also news that you have not heard in the watered-down mainstream news, quote-unquote, which is, in my view, designed to keep you stupid and uninformed, America. Yeah, they arrested the president of Peru, and a new president has now been installed as the next in line of succession. Domestically, we have an economic catastrophe looming and unfolding across the USA. Did you know the manufacturing orders from China are down a whopping 40%? Layoff city is out there. People are being laid off left and right. And the Biden regime, and this is what you get, America. As the Joker once famously said, you will get what you effing deserve for all of you who voted for Biden. We're not saying Trump's so great, but one thing he did do is keep the economy going. And people do need paychecks. They need money to live. Nobody lives on air, at least not for long. It catches up with you, trust me. IRS news, if you make more than $600 online, IRS will want a piece of your action and higher taxes, Mr. and Mrs. America. That's been rolled out, I think, within a few weeks. Now, we've all heard of the Disney theme parks, right? Disneyland in Anaheim, California. I've been there many, many times. Great park, lots of fun. It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, right? Well, last week, an elementary school teacher principal in California plunged to his death after being charged with battery and child endangerment. I guess it's the happiest place on earth. That is until you tumble out of the Mickey Mouse parking garage and kill yourself. He jumped out because charges were pending against him. Amazing as well. Have you heard about that, the North Carolina power outages this past week? Are these smaller power outages a beta test of some kind for the big one yet to be unleashed on America, perhaps? Seems like that. This past week in China news, former CCP leader Jiang is dead. The current Premier Xi of China, in my view, finally got him. And now China can begin their long march and their war campaign, which they really want to do. Now, Peru's president was arrested for violating their constitution. I told you that the people's venom would grow, and that is the current news from Lima, Peru. I've seen photographs of him under house arrest. He was arrested by the national police, again, for violating their constitution. I'm telling you, people are getting tired of these grandstanding leaders sucking up power. We'll see what happens in many, many countries, including our own. We want a there to be peace in the land, but government keeps provoking the people over and over again. Keep poking the bear. In North Korea, the joys of red communism. I'm being sarcastic here. North Korea executes two teenagers for watching and distributing movies. No joke. And their neighbor China is setting up police stations all over the world. Quote, they want to police their own people, they say. Yeah, right. Did you know Communist China has set up at least 54 international overseas police stations in 30 countries, including the United States in New York, of course, Canada, Spain, Italy, France, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, in the UK, Hungary, Portugal, the Czech Republic, Brazil, Argentina, and Nigeria, according to a recent report from a human rights group called Safeguard Defenders. Wow. They want to expand their police powers all over the globe. I told you in past shows that the elites, politicians in our country and elsewhere, view China as the model for the New World Order. And apparently right now you're a Putin lover and a Russian propagandist if you want an audit of where all your money is going in the Ukraine. And they say, how dare you, America? How dare you even think you deserve to know anything at all? You're all a bunch of shoeless, communist, liberal Democrat peasants. You don't deserve any intel, any information. You're just supposed to work, pay taxes, stand in the corner and shut up and reelect the politicians who we tell you to elect and then who mysteriously blow your hard-earned money all over the world. That's all that they want. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about those apples, won't we? We're so glad you're here tonight. The Von Wien Show, rogue, infamous, and legendary. We are live. We are ready. We're ready for you, America. Welcome back to the show. We had a man who wrote the show this past week. But before I get to that, it kind of ties in with a prior thing that was on social media being touted around. Have you heard of this Rutgers University professor, black female professor at Rutgers? And her own words, which I posted on my Gab page, were talking about white people. She was saying, we have to take these mofos out. And another verbal attack against white European Americans of European descent apparently continues, unabated, continues on, unfortunately. Another dress rehearsal for future attacks and jitting things up against white America. No, she singled out whites in her speech. That's why we're talking about it. And we have to take these people out. Unbelievable. Yep, and she's a Rutgers University professor. You can find it on internet. She's very easy to find. Just type in Rutgers University professor comments or something. Google it. Trust me, you'll find it. It's pretty much everywhere. Had a guy write the show. And kind of funny comments. He goes, this is David from, let me see here. David from Nevada. He says, hello, Vaughn. Have you been watching all the commercials, soft drinks lately? He goes, I think I am now too white for Coca-Cola. He writes, it's like the world and the companies and the governments are all participating in their own destruction because someone told them to virtue signal and to be a good person. And if you think like you want to, he said, they chastise you and make your life miserable. Very true. He said, if this continues, they will lose or we will lose, but the world will mainly lose. Because we should all do what we can in our spheres of influence to gently wake those that are asleep out there in radio land and elsewhere, pretty much. David goes, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a way to, it's a painful process. But I just wanted you to say I like what you're saying on the show. Keep up the good work. Listening in Nevada. Well, are you near Area 51, David? Call in, man. Are you by Las Vegas? Call in. Want to hear from you. Have you seen any UFOs on the extraterrestrial highway north of Las Vegas? I've been on that before, the UFO highway. It's pretty cool. And, of course, south of Area 51, they have an even more secret base called S4. There was a guy a while back, a few months ago, who was dying, a Lockheed Martin engineer, who confirmed that's where they have all the 7 or 8 crash UFOs and aliens there in Nevada. And many are the aliens, not many, but several, put it that way, are alive. And our government's interviewing them, interrogating them. Pretty interesting stuff. Well, another tidbit of news that we've got for you is in Boise, Idaho, of all places. I won't name the church. I won't try to avoid, you know, too much controversy. But there's a few churches up there that are Christian churches doing their own thing, right? And lately, it's really weird. But they've been, and I've seen the photographs sent to the studio. They've been the target of armed sodomite protesters, militant leftists, bottom line, who have threatened bodily harm, allegedly, now, to the believers at a few of these churches, both online and in person. Allegedly, again, we don't know. We don't know for sure, but I did see this group out there with guns outside the church, and it bears mention, put it that way. So we hope everything is safe out there. We don't want anyone to do anything unlawful on my show. Always remember, this is political theater of the mind. We have to put out some legal disclaimers every now and then because people get the wrong idea. This is a show, a variety show, where everything is game. Absolutely. I love that about it. But we never, ever tell people to break the law or do anything unlawful. Now, individuals will always do in history what they're going to do. They're going to do what they're going to do. We have no control over that, but we never incite anybody to do anything. We never tell anybody to do anything. No one has any implied or inferred orders to do anything. If people do anything, I believe in free will. And they have free will to do what they want. And everyone has a right to defend themselves. Absolutely. And our Second Amendment is still intact, thank God. But I just want to put that out there again. Anyone who's curious, we're not telling you to take any hills, but someday we might. The only caveat is, if we ever do, I'll be leading the charge. I will never tell anyone to do anything that I wouldn't do myself, personally. That's why right now, as I told you before, this is the information and the propaganda war. It's what this is. And it may drag on for many more years. I'm sure it will. Well, the media is the one, the general media, is the one making these regular incitements to violence and lies constantly, in my view, without really being punished. They're always ginning things up. My God, it's amazing. You know, the sodomites, the leftist militants in America, they're free to do what they want. They're free to threaten, to attack. They want people to die, God forbid, who oppose them. There's never any tanks or helicopters or snipers for them, is there? Only for the right wing. Only for the patriots. That's when everything goes black and everyone goes nuts. And with that, let's get American Scotch on the line from the great state of Wyoming. American Scotch, how are you doing, sir?
Vaughn, how's it going? What a great week this has been. Yeah, once again, just before I called you, Elon has released Twitter notes number two. So, you know,
wow.
What you're talking about with Kanye. Yeah, what you're talking about with Kanye. Greenblatt's flipping out. He was on the Breakfast Club show with Charlemagne, I think the guy's name is. You know, it's black centric radio podcasting reporting for the pop culture realm. And you know, I was telling a buddy the other day that, you know, there's two factions in this country that, you know, this establishment media cannot afford to tick off. You know, they don't care about pissing off white people, like you said, the Coke cans that says try not to be too white. They don't care. They don't care because they know that a lot of white Americans have this stupid guilt about being white, and they take it. They just take the kicks in the ribs, and they just, well, you know, maybe they're right. We were responsible for so much, you know, after watching Roots in the 70s and the rest of these bullshit movies. But there's two groups that this group cannot afford to piss off. It's the black people in America, okay? And it's the younger generations, these kids, we've talked about this, the Gen Zs, the Gen Ys, the millennials that grew up with a computer growing out of their palm. They don't know anything else but apps. They don't know anything else but an iPhone. They don't know anything else but living on the internet. And black people have been taught to hate whitey, and now they're starting to find out they were lied to, and they've been lied to bad. And now the people that are the perpetrators of this are going after one of their darlings, this Kanye West. There's not many black people I run into that don't like Kanye. They all love him. They really do. And the younger people are pretty much the same way. No matter what race they may be, what background they come from, They worship celebrities. We've all been taught to pretty much, you know, look at the at these people and put them on a pedestal. But what's going on with Elon unveiling what he is at Twitter, Kanye is doing, what Kanye is showing people, this is happening, and it's happening everywhere in all these different realms with pop culture. What's going on with you in your state? I mean, Katie Hobbs, man, she is going to be swinging from a rope, and I am not being metaphorical there. I'm being absolutely 100%. These people think that they got away with it. They didn't get away with a damn thing. They didn't get away with a damn thing. And if they don't understand that, they need to take a look at Brazil, because what's happening in Brazil, and the military is already on the ground. It's already out. It's already there. I don't know about Peru. I think Peru may be a bit of a red herring to kind of keep people distracted, look here, not there. Because when it comes to South America, we all know the major power is Brazil. It's the biggest economic power, the biggest population. And this election has been just as egregious as Biden-Trump 2020. The crowds that came out for Bolsonaro, the popularity this guy has, the ludicrous platform that Lula had is just it's like the second coming of Chavez.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, my
Lula,
God,
Lula the communist.
That kind of
yes,
a, he is. And Brazilians, you know, they're good time people. They're like the French. They like to party. They like their carnival. They like their big time partying, and they like their women, and they like to have fun, but they're no bullshit. They like having a good life. They want to have money in their pocket. These people don't play around. Look how they've come out. Look how they've shown how angry they are. I mean, it just, once again, America just looks like a bunch of damn zombies tied to their freaking sofas, worrying about their goddamn Netflix. It's just unbelievable. What is it going to take for Americans to get out and show how mad they are? I'm at a loss, man. I really am. I guess it's going to happen in a different way here, but I'm telling you, man, this stuff at Twitter and going on with Kanye simultaneously, I'm excited. I think this is going to be a really big month. A really big month.
I do too. I do too. America's a joke. I mean, we can't even maintain a border. The president himself said in Arizona yesterday, as he's flying in here, I don't care about the border. I've got more important things to do. Now, we all love a good economy. All Americans, I always say American Scotch, they like a little jingle jangle in their pockets. We need a little bit of money, a little bit of scratch, right? Americans like that. But what good is that? I always say, if they're destroying your country, your heritage from within, underneath your feet, you know, inundating your cities and towns with millions and millions of third world people that have no business being over here. We cannot absorb the world. And
Absolutely. While
everyone's walking around going, great, I'll get a great job, they'll say, at this new chip plant north of Phoenix. And it is amazing. I've driven by it. It's a humongous, the biggest plant I've ever seen in my life. Taiwan Semiconductor is going to invest $40 billion in Arizona. Big money. They're going to have lots of great jobs. I mean,
wow.
Even if you're a janitor, I think you make 100 grand, 80 or 90 grand, great pay. I mean, yeah. I mean, when they built that plant, I told people, well, that locked in your equity right there. Locked it in, baby, because they need people to work there, naturally, and they're all going to flock. I live in the North Valley where the plant is. I know exactly where it's at. It's off I-17. And, but yeah, this thing is a behemoth. That's why it brought out the frickin' president. Or the installed president. But you're right, American Scotch. I mean, people are angry. Oh, they are. I think when the weather warms up from this winter chill, you're going to see some verbal explosions, put it that way. This summer.
Yes.
This summer. It's going to launch. it's going to get crazy. When the weather warms up, when everyone gets out of this winter chill, right now everyone's distracted, man. You know, you're right. It's the holidays. People are out there, you know, Christmas, New Year's, winter trips. They've got some real bad snow in the north, ice. So when all this melts, when we get that spring, summer thaw, I think we'll see some people that will come out of the woodwork, put it that way. What do you think?
No, I agree, and I don't want to be all gloom and doom and be really down in the mouth about a lot of things. I think there's a lot of signs that we are starting to see a lot of positive trending. Like I was talking to the same buddy I was talking to. You know, it's like I think we've gotten numb to a lot of the big things that have happened. I mean, the Georgia Guidestones blown up, the Queen dying, you know, the about face that we've just now seen in Brazil, the military movements happening just off Portsmouth, UK, just off of Hobart, Tasmania. There's apparently going, the tribunals are happening on the military ships. They're carting these deep state operatives off the continent, off the island of the United Kingdom, and they're performing military tribunals on the water. It's like, you guys want maritime law? We're going to shove it right up there sideways, and you're going to get it on our ship. And they're taking them out. I mean, there's a lot of things right now that they're showing that there's a lot of symbolism with the currencies. A lot of the currencies are starting to show some really strange patterns in the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong. There's a lot of signs right now that things are happening. They're happening much faster, but they're happening much quieter, which is kind of pretty because if you think about it, yeah, we're upset. We're paying $6-7 to, you know, for diesel. We're pissed off about it. But, you know, gas just dropped nearly 75 cents in the last 13 days that I've noticed, and nobody has any explanation. But, you know, let's just keep on saying it's too high, which it is. But things are happening, and it's happening in a way where it's not really destroying 401ks. It's not crashing the market quite yet. There's still rumors of Trump maybe being arrested. There was a post I put up. I think I tagged you in it.
Yeah, I saw that. Symbolic. Interesting, man.
Handcuffs on a calendar. So if it's BS and it comes and goes on the 19th and the 20th and nothing happens, hey, then no harm, no foul. But if we do see that they've set up the Trump arrest to coincide with Christmas break. Now think about it. No one's at school.
What a great distraction. Oh, my God.
Amen. Exactly. Everybody's
fantastic timing. Yes.
They've got the time. And if you notice, during Thanksgiving break, we had a lot of drama there, too. And I thought to myself,
yeah, we did.
This is Thanksgiving break. Everybody's at home. Everybody traveled to go see each other. They're all getting their mashed potatoes on the plate. And then they turn the TV on, and everybody's got their attention glued to what's going on. So this is all deliberate. This is all scripted. It's not just Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. If Christmas comes and we get some sort of arrest with the Trumps, I mean, it's already being set up. They already said they've already been caught for tax fraud, nearly every member of the family. So I'm not just
– I heard that.
So,
and we had a special show about this a month or so ago. We might have been – I might have jumped the shark, but I did tell the people, I said, I'm hearing rumblings that there's a movement in D.C. to arrest – President Trump. I hope that never happens. We wish Trump well on my show. I do not want the former president arrested to go on record. Do not. If you're going to arrest him, then you should arrest Biden and Obama and Bush and go right down the line. But I agree with you. He is the odd man out. He's not part of the club, not part of the deep state. I don't think it's a ruse. People are being overly clever with this. Well, it's all part of the plan. No, well, it's part of their plan, but Trump's not in the inner group, the inner workings at all.
Exactly.
He's the guy that they want to crush because they have to tell you if you follow this guy, you're going to end up like him in a D.C. jail. That's the narrative they want to get out there.
Exactly. Exactly. I just think that, you know, there's just so many things happening. And you can, like you said, you may have jumped the shark by, what, 3 or 4 weeks. But you know what? Guess who else predicted things in advance, but they were right on? Bill Cooper and Alex Jones both predicted 9/11. So they weren't right on the dot about the day, but they were pretty good. They were like within 6 to 8 weeks. So if you got it like late November with you and Contra Radio and the guys from there and the rest of your callers and the regulars, you guys were all discussing this. It didn't mean it was going to happen that week or the day after, but it's going to happen.
And we said it could be delayed.
And like you said, look at the timing. Look at how everybody's eyeballs are glued. They're not going to work. It's not happening on a Tuesday morning during rush hour on some idle third week of January. This is happening on a vacation week, a holiday week.
I know.
So there's a lot of things. That
family,
I'm, like, thinking myself.
Christmas,
yep.
Distractions,
exactly.
Big turkey dinners again. Nobody wants to. No one's going to go out in the streets. All this crap out. It was going to march in the streets. BS. I tell people here, no one's going to go out there. And guess what? They're going to roll into January. Everyone in Arizona will be hungover for the holidays, you know, in a food coma. And they will sneak out a quick thing for Katie Hobbs to raise her right hand and get certified in as governor.
Yep.
And everyone's going to wake up and go, what the hell happened? Well, while you were asleep in a food coma, in a drunken stupor from Christmas to New Year's, Trump got arrested. Katie Hobbs is the new governor. And you're screwed, America, in more ways than one. That can happen. And we talked about the holidays during my special engagement show. I said it could happen over the holidays. That's what I would do it. I always think like it's, what would I do if I was them?
Yes.
I would definitely make the move over the holidays because no one's going to expect it. Everyone's distracted. And don't forget, we'll have more snow, more inclement weather. No one's going to be able to get around and protest anyway.
Exactly.
Clogged airports, pilot strike. You have airlines that are canceling flights. It's the perfect storm, pun intended.
It absolutely is.
God.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the only way to really rectify the situation, I hope everybody that's hearing this now can understand this, because, you know, calling your congresspeople, writing letters, you know, standing on a soapbox, trying to wake other people up, that's fine to wake them up. The only way we're going to get out of this mess is the U.S. military. That's the it. There's nothing else, because our court system is so screwed up. If you haven't known that by now, then you have a very, very rough road ahead of you. This is going to be rectified by the military, just like you're seeing in Brazil, just like you're going to see in these other countries where there's word of boots on the ground, American military in Australia, American military in the United Kingdom. I mean, this has got to be addressed, and it will be. There's just no way we're going to keep drifting into this oblivion as a country, because the people will just come unglued. And if you don't think that that's going to be damaging, then you don't know history. I'm telling you. I mean, this group of people in the United States, as heavily armed as they are and as much havoc as they could wreak, there wouldn't be anything left. There just wouldn't.
I know.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's kind of fun to think about, like, yeah, the Patriots, let's go get them. But then I'm telling you, it's going to be like, you know, Team America World Police. Remember when they went into Paris to go kill all the terrorists from Durkistan? And they went in there and absolutely leveled Paris. Like, the Eiffel Tower was destroyed. Everything was absolutely just a complete shambles. And then they got out of the tanks and the planes, and they're like, well, here you go, French. You know, we went ahead and saved your asses. You're free now. And the place was just demolished. But that's the kind of catastrophe that this country's going to face if this military doesn't get high behind and rip this Katie Hobbs right down and send her straight to the gallows. And I hope they televise the hell out of that, because these people need to be made an example of, period. They used to do this back in the old West. They used to have the hangings. They used to have the heads getting chopped off, you know, whether it was, you know, in old Scotland or in England or in France. They used to have the public executions for a reason. People saw that there was consequences to their actions, and this needs to happen right now. And I'll just leave it at that, brother.
Wow. Oh, wow. American Scotch, thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate you, man.
You bet, buddy.
Have a great night. Thank you. Right. Well, that's someone's opinion in Wyoming. It's shared by many, I'm sure. There's a lot of hanky-panky going on with these elections. I don't believe, nobody will ever convince me that Joe Biden got 85 million votes. And he never campaigned, and he sat in his basement, okay? And the Democrats used the same template here in Arizona. Katie Hobbs did not campaign. She did not debate Kerry Lake, the Republican candidate. She never campaigned. She also sat in her basement because she was told, in my view, and I have nothing to back this up. I don't need to. I go by my gut instinct, my manly gut instinct. My manly instinct tells me, in my crystal ball, my Nostradamus crystal ball, so to speak, she was told she was going to win. She was, if you're told it's fixed, or if you're going to win, in my jaded view, which I am entitled to, why campaign? Why debate? Think about it. Why, if you really want the governorship, and it's really a two-horse race, you would think she'd be kissing babies, going door to door, doing a hell of a lot more than what she did. You'd be debating, you'd be demanding debates, because you want to get that free airtime. But no. She pulled a Biden political win template. Stay in your basement. Debate not. Debate as little as possible. Don't even debate. Do very little campaigning. Just do enough to make it okay for the press corps to say you did something. Okay, so you talk to a Lions group or a Rotary group or an old seniors home, whatever. Yeah, she never really campaigned. Kerry Lake campaigned all over the state. That is what's going on here in Arizona. Very interesting. In my view, the people aren't going to do anything. We don't wish any bad things to happen to any candidate, any party on my show. But what you're hearing, folks, is frustration, anger out there. And what has happened in history, it has. I don't think the American people are going to do anything about anything for a while. They're too comfortable. Everybody wants to forget politics for a little while. Kick back. Enjoy the holidays. And laugh and be with your family and friends and loved ones. Eat some turkey. See some decorations. Have some damn fun. I think the American people are just up to their eyeballs in the crazy corrupt politics. But what happens next in history is what American Scotch is talking about, is that people will disavow things for a while, they'll chill, and then when the weather warms up, when they've had time to, when it really sinks in deep, real deep in their, in the mush of their minds, they'll go, what the F is going on? When they finally wake up like Rip Van Winkle, and again, it doesn't take all the country. It doesn't. But I think people are going to be pissed off. At the very least, you'll see people at more school board meetings. You'll see more protests. And you could see the clash, which we did a few years ago, between the nationalists and Antifa, things like that. But think of this show as your college course in American politics and geopolitics. We're back to school. Von Wiegand has class in session. You learn from me, I learn from you. I'd have it no other way. We're back to school, Sam Kinison style.
So why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnam invasion to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there, and a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back here partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to my damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict, where we failed to achieve victory? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the big white brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why. Say it. Say it.
All right. I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Good answer. I like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care. About what, I have no idea.
Back to school. Is the Von Wiehan Show yet again?
Well, it's no great mystery that the Von Wiehan Show is back on the air, going strong. Yes, it's true, and I've been on the side here as I've been busy trying to still locate the tapes and those 18 minutes somewhere of a tape recorder approved by Ralph Nader that didn't work properly. Has anybody seen Yule Gibbons around, or even the cleaning lady? Maybe you help me find or locate these missing tapes anywhere.
God, love that. Well, chat room is very active tonight, and that's a good thing. And we're so glad everyone's here tonight. You can dial in at 563-999-3437. I'm the Wolfman on the radio.
Yeah, I'm still the ghost of the most, babes, you know what I mean? I've been hanging out in this attic for like a long time here, you know, and it's getting pretty old. So I took a trip out in the world, and there's a lot of people burning stuff down and going crazy out there. But even being the ghost with the most like me, I got to have some kind of fun anyway. So I tune in to the Von Wiehan radio show, because I know once I finally get my groove on, that's where I want to tune in the nighttime. It's the Von Wiehan Show. He's almost as cool as I am.
Great. We got the gunslinger on next.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Gunslinger from Texas, how are you doing, man? Welcome to the Von Wiehan Show tonight. How are you doing, sir?
It's sort of raining out here. Been raining on and off. It's supposed to be raining on and off for the next several days. So, wet Texas down.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
In Texas, wait 10 minutes and the weather will change, right? Every time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's, you don't think that's true? Come down to Texas and you'll see for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could be raining on one side of the street and bone dry on the other and the sun shining. And I've seen that. Okay. That's how crazy
right.
The weather is. But I didn't get what the subject was. I just walked in the door there just a few minutes ago. But maybe you mentioned that crazy nutcase north of Fort Worth out there that kidnapped that little girl.
Right.
I'm sure you heard about that. Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
I did.
7 years old.
Unbelievable, man. I did hear about that. Terrible, terrible. What's the latest on that?
Well, they got a confession out of the guy, 32 years old. And as far as I know, there was no sexual assault or anything. Kidnapped her and killed her. People going crazy, man.
Was he like a delivery driver?
Yeah, a UPS. Yeah, UPS.
UPS driver, UPS, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Saw her, target of opportunity, kidnapped her and killed her. Why? What's the motive?
What's
because
the motive
she was there? That might be.
They said they was delivering a Christmas package to the residents there. So
oh,
I don't
terrible.
Know. I
mean, oh my God!
They
can you imagine
the
horror of that family, man? Oh, right before
oh
Christmas.
God.
Oh my God!
Right
oh my God!
Man, you know, if I was her dad,
unbelievable.
If I was her dad, I'd be on the hunt. Ain't no jail cell could keep me away from that son of a bitch. Okay. Man,
I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
But,
it's terrible.
That's just, you know, to prove how crazy people are getting and how crazy it seems like it's getting more crazier the closer it gets to Christmas. I don't, you know, must be something in the air or something. Because now they got a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened 5 miles up the street, a little shopping center up there a couple weeks ago. There's a group of people, blacks, targeting people and robbing them, and they're going and putting little stickers on their car, on the bumper of their car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little sticker, right? Well, guess what it's laced with? Fentanyl. So you go over there and try to take the sticker off, and all of a sudden you're in Never Never Land, and there's probably two or three of them right there
mm-hmm.
ready to rape or rob you. And this has happened twice now. I just right up the street
mm-hmm.
here, 5 miles up here. So there you go. I mean, where's it going to stop? How's it going to stop? When is it going to stop? Go ahead.
Crime's out of control, man. And that UPS driver, not to, you know, impugn UPS. It's a great company, but they hired a whack job, obviously. But you've got thousands of these people, maybe even more, maybe tens of thousands all over the land that – they are just prone to doing a heinous deed, terrible murder of a young child at the slightest provocation, at the slightest chance and opportunity. And that is what's scary. Unbelievable.
It is. It is very scary. I mean, beautiful young girl, you know, blonde, blue eyes, the whole nine yards. It's just sickening. Of the mentality that people has drooped into. And like you said, there's tens of thousands of these people, mentally screwballs.
Oh, right? They're out there.
That are out there. And the latest from Univall, Texas down here in South Texas, I think they filed
mm-hmm.
a $27 billion lawsuit. Not a million, billion, $27 billion. Lawsuit against the school, the city, the police department. Man, I sue them people for every time they had. I swear to God, because those people are a bunch of cowards. That's really sad that you know law enforcement has devolved to this date like that. You know, Waco was the greatest law enforcement disaster at the time. I think this one might take
right.
it might be right there or above it. What do you think?
You know, it's really no telling at this point, Gunslinger. It's going to be an interesting year on many fronts in 2023. Economic
mm-hmm.
fallout. There's a lot of layoffs going on now. Political fallout. It's the precursor to the presidential election year and campaign swing and all that. So there's a lot of things brewing. I think everyone right now, in my estimation, is going to kick back, relax during the holidays. They'll be with family and friends, but they'll be watching things. They'll be watching the headlines, watching the news, and, you know, figuring out the way forward and watching what happens. And like I said earlier on, I think this summer, in my gut tells me, when we have the summer thaw, spring and summer thaw, I think you see a lot of people come out of the woodwork. I can really see that happening. Right now, it's just business as usual in America, right? No one's really – I mean, if you bring up election integrity, They say you're a Putin lover. They say you're an enemy of democracy. If you even bring it up, that's where we're at now. If you question an election, you're like little Greta, how dare you? How dare you? Right?
Dare you.
I'm going, screw you. I have every right to question the election or the process. Hate to burst your bubble, Mr. Media, Mr. Democrat, Mr. Dumbass. We have a right to question it. We fought wars over this. And I'm sorry that you don't like the questions. They're a little too uncomfortable for you. We're not communist China yet. But you can tell they don't want you to question these things. They want you to be like, always remember what they say. The elite say they want China to be the model. Corporate America says the same thing. Well, what happens in China? The people are shoeless, dumb peasants, for the most part. Not all, but for the most part. They do what they're told. Again, for the most part. They don't challenge the communist regime. And when they're told to shut up, they shut up with their head down, and they go in the corner. That's the mentality they want in America. Well, we're not designed that way. We're not built that way. And we better not ever be like that. That's really their fantasy for what they want in America. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, that's what they want here in this country. They want command and control. It's no longer about money. It used to be about money. You know, money is the root of all evil, basically. But now they want control. They got all the money. They got control of all the money. I mean, they control the Federal Reserve like it's, you know, like it's every day. Now they want control. They want you to submit. Okay. That's what they're doing over, like I said, China. And that's exactly what they want you to do over here. Don't question anything. You know, let us take care of
don't
all
you dare.
This stuff.
That's right.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare question a damn thing. Okay. And this is why we should always question them right in their freaking face. Okay.
That's right.
Get in their face. Question. Question everything. Okay. I don't care if a dog goes and poops in your yard. Question it, okay? You got to question, and that will drive them up the wall because they don't like that, because they don't want people asking questions. They want servants. They want slaves to them.
They want peasants, communist, peasants. Shoeless peasants. That's right.
There you go. That's right. So. You know, until people, you know, start getting more, you know, dingleberries there and start questioning them and tell them, what part of no don't you understand, dipstick? And I'm using that word lightly. Okay. What part of it don't you understand? Go blow like the wind. Shoo, get the hell out in front of me. Okay. And then they'll start to back down.
Right.
But until people do that. They're just going to say, well, let's stick it in a little bit deeper. As long as you didn't squeal on that one, so let's stick it in a little bit deeper and let's see what happens that time, okay? And until you start screaming back, they're just going to keep pushing it in. So people, you better stand up. You know, you better stand up. And one final word there, if you're going out and Christmas shopping, always be aware. Always be aware of situation awareness. Of what's going on around you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Make sure.
God forbid, we don't want this to happen, but, I mean, with all these groups being out there and all these crazies, I mean, somebody, God forbid, is going to pull out a gun in the shopping mall right during the holidays. It could be a false flag. It could be a government agent, for all we know. Or it could be some lone nut, you know. Hopefully that will not happen. We do not have any wish for that to happen at all. I want everyone to be safe and happy during the holiday season. It's really the time for us to kick back in a way. Relax a little bit, folks. Read, learn, make your associations, prepare like hell. Just enjoy the holidays because it's going to be, in my view, a big, tumultuous year, 2023. Right. And everything that everyone has said about it, it's not going to be a favorable year to many Americans, from what I've heard. Economically, politically, the job front, you know, petty politics, you name it. I mean, it's really a year to get through and keep your head down and keep your head on a swivel.
Well, you know, until these idiots realize the rising gas prices and all this stuff. I mean, this is ridiculous. I had my little tank, I got 24.2 gallons of propane for my little heater here.
Right.
It was $3 shy of a $100 bill. $3.99 a gallon. Propane, for God's
sake. Yeah, I know.
That's ridiculous, but you know, it's going to explode. It can only get to so much, and then it's going to explode because it can't go any higher until it explodes. So explain that one. I mean, you know, but like I said, people that go shopping, be aware of what's around you, and be armed.
That's right. Gunslinger, thanks so much, man, for calling the show. We appreciate you, buddy. Have a great night.
Okay. All right, you too.
Gunslinger is ready. Be like the gunslinger, folks. Be like this guy.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
That's right. God, just love that. Well, be ready for anything out there, and we hope everyone has a great holiday season. Now, our Christmas show, by the way, is December 22nd. The show must go on. We will be doing a live show for our pre-Christmas Eve show, put it that way, pretty much. Well, you know, you should have a full metal jacket in your house by your rifle. But the movie Full Metal Jacket was great. You all should see it. If you want to see a good war flick, which is very politically incorrect, that's a good one to see. Trust me.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Oh, yes. And the Von Wien show is the equal opportunity offender. In the movie, there was a part called The Duality of Man. Kind of that Chinese, Asian, yin and yang thing. Well, I'll let you decide, America. I believe you have a right to express yourself, and you have a right to judge. And here it goes.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Right, Colonel.
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
And that's how the Vietnam War was fought. Get a cocktail. Get a drink. I shall return.
Hi, my name's Mike, and in today's video, I wanted to read out a dream that was given to a sister in Christ called Esther Eagle. What's interesting about this video, it was deleted from YouTube. I did this a few months ago. It was under the name of Legion, and YouTube deleted it and gave me a strike for it. So I'm reading it now for this channel, new channel. And it's called COVID-19 Vaccinations Mean Death. It's a dream given to Sister Esther Eagle on October the 2nd. It was published on the 444 Prophecy news site. And I'll leave a link so you can read it out yourself. And this is how it begins. On March the 3rd, 2020 is when she had the dream. I was praying and fasting regarding the COVID-19 vaccine during the time I received this dream. In my dream, God took me into the near future of America. I was overlooking America like a bird's eye view, and I looked to my right of America, the east side, and was overlooking New York State as well, and I saw millions of people in America had received the COVID-19 vaccine. And also throughout America, I could see 5G towers monitoring very closely the COVID-19 vaccinated individuals, victims. When I saw this, I immediately asked God, how are they completely connected to these 5G towers and the towers to them? Right after I asked God this, he took me to a hospital in New York. There I saw a doctor giving a patient the COVID-19 vaccine. The doctor and the patient couldn't see me, but while the doctor was injecting into the patient's arm the COVID-19 vaccine shot, I saw hundreds, thousands of little specks of microchips, nanobots, inside the COVID-19 vaccine, flowing through the shot and into that individual. As the dream went on, one thing got my attention immediately was that the people who'd taken the COVID-19 vaccine, their whole body was glowing an odd color green. I asked God, what does this mean? And I saw the word radioactive. And upon seeing this, I also saw that they had extra super dark energy, that is super demonic energy, attached to them. Also, the word legion was written all over them as well. The Lord took me up high in the dream, again a bird's eye view, but overlooking America, and the millions of people who probably were COVID-19 vaccinated and being controlled by the 5G towers began to grow to be very violent and aggressive, very beast-like. In fact, the news called it an outbreak, and that those same people, those with COVID-19 vaccine in their blood, were deemed incurable. These COVID-19 vaccinated individuals were everywhere. When the outbreak occurred, there was no line they weren't willing to cross, be it in violence, murder, mayhem, ravaging, etc. They were completely and utterly out of hand. I was taken to a very disturbing scene. A major city in the mid-eastern side of America were infested with incurables. They were literally running all over, many on all fours, just like beasts. They were running out of a city and had probably taken over. I saw thousands laying dead all over the streets of that city. The smell and sight was horrible. I saw then that the same COVID-19 vaccinated crazed incurables were all at war with everybody, including the U.S. military.
Wow, what a guy's dream he had. Just amazing. Just amazing stuff. What can I say? People are putting their dreams and their visions on YouTube and elsewhere. There's a lot of people now having strange dreams and nightmares about COVID, about the New World Order, about breakdown of society. It's one PSYOP after another, one PSYOP, you know? Amazing. Well, I thought you'd enjoy this. We put this together in the studio and get a drink or a beer or a cocktail. I shall return.
Fourth generational warfare.
That's terrifying you and me.
Manipulating someone online.
Manufacturing emotion.
I like that.
Propaganda is persuading me. They guided me with psyops.
Psychological operations.
They guided me with psyops. They weaponized psychology. Yeah. Hey, hey.
201 mass shootings, and it's only May.
This will be weaponized.
When I'm watching news of war,
that is disinformation.
False flag operation.
Internet trolls.
Disinformation.
The psychological operation.
Accessing and affecting the brain.
An elected criminal.
Propaganda. It's become a tool of war.
Psychological operations group.
Psychological operations.
In reaction to the thing. Now here comes a solution. Your brain is a commodity.
The PSYOP soldiers.
They're guiding me with PSYOP.
She's playing within the rules.
They're guiding me with PSYOP.
That seems dishonest.
PSYOP troops have been placed in CNN's newsroom.
I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
I think you're describing a different channel than the one that I watch.
Good heavens, misinformation. You're beautiful. I don't believe it. Here they go again. They scrubbed the web, and now I can't find anything. My attitude, my desires, more pamphlet notes. They radicalized my notions.
Information boards.
You're calling it conspiracy. Asleep in the commotion. Your silence is alarming me. Oh, gaslighting me with psyops. Gaslighting me with psyops. Gaslighting me with
psychological operations.
Hey, 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 hey.
I could only get inside that brain of yours.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Lincoln on from Flyover Country. Get him on the air. Lincoln, welcome to the Von Wien Show. How are you doing tonight, my friend? What's going on? How are you doing? Are you there?
What's going on, Von? Yeah, I'm here.
Doing great, man. We're running a radio show and we're coast to coast in 27 countries. Glad you're here, my friend. What's up? What's going on, man? What are your thoughts tonight?
I don't
lively
have much
chat
to do,
room.
Man.
Lively calls. I love it.
It got a little bizarre for me. I mean, I'm not at my laptop now, so I can't see the chat room. I got to walk away from my laptop to get better reception when I call.
Gotcha.
It was getting kind of crazy, all kinds of wild Q-tard stuff. But anyway, I want to call and talk about the Brittany Griner thing. That was all the news.
Yes.
It was all over everywhere. That's all he wants to talk about is the Brittany Griner thing.
Oh yeah.
I got some bad news for you and all the other MAGA folks out there. I believe there's about a 99% chance that Donald Trump would have made the same choice and released her instead of the Marine.
I agree with you. We left the Marine behind in Russia. First rule of commander in chief, leave no soldier or Marine, airman or seaman behind. Leave no soldier behind. It's exactly what Biden did. We took the black transgender, allegedly, athlete out of Russia for his virtue signaling to the nation and the world. And we leave the white male Marine back in Russia, rotting in the jail. Screw over the white man, bring over the transgender person, supposedly.
I don't know. Because that's exactly what happened here, man.
Crazy.
I don't know. Well, first off, I don't even like to use that term because, there's no such thing as transgender, and I don't like to play their stupid liberal shit show games because there literally is no such thing as transgender. You're a man or you're a woman. If you don't know that, then you got mental issues. You're fucked up in the head. There's no such thing as transgender. But we chose the African athlete degenerate. That doesn't even belong in America in the first place. We choose that thing to bring back. And I really...
Oh, yeah, and look, transgender, I only use it because it's widely used in the media and whatnot, but Brittany Griner is brought over, and Hilda's a hero. I mean, the media is just applauding her left and right, applauding. Oh, my God, this is wonderful. It's a great day for democracy, Lincoln. Don't you get it? It's all about democracy. That's what they say.
Well, the funny thing is,
this is how
nutty and bizarre our politics and the whole conservative liberal thing. It's how crazy it is out there. You know, for like the last whatever 6 months, year, conservatives everywhere have been bitching because Biden won't bring her out. Biden does bring her out. Now they're bitching that Biden brought her out. It's kind of like the Afghanistan situation. For 4 years, Trump says he's going to pull out of Afghanistan, and everyone cheers, and he literally never does it. Joe Biden does do what Donald Trump said he would do and pull out of Afghanistan, and all the conservatives bitch about it and hate him for it. It's so stupid.
Well, yeah, and in the chat room, Be Wise as Serpent says, she may get a ticker tape parade in New York City or something, man. It's true. I wouldn't be a bit surprised they gave her a ticker tape parade. She'll make the media rounds. She'll be on every talk show. She'll come out with a book and a cookbook in time for Christmas. She'll make millions of dollars and retire off the American backs of the people. This is ridiculous. I mean, it's what America loves. Everyone's applauding. Isn't it wonderful? They're crying. Wringing of hands. These media people, these talking heads are just, they're all trying to high five each other on the TV show media set. Come on. Where's their brain? And the Marine is riding away. They don't care about him. He's a white guy. He's expendable now, right? Go ahead.
I mean, other than like the faggot marriage thing that they just that the Democrats and Republicans just agreed on, that'll be another thing that you see Republicans and Democrats both to see who can out virtue signal the other on who loves Britney more.
Exactly. They'll say, I love Brittany Griner more than you, our TV station, our newspaper, whatever, our TV show, we're better than you. We will virtue signal like hell to get it out there that we're the best. We're the best at groveling to the American people. We are the best at virtue signaling, damn it. Yeah, the Marine is expendable. He's going to rot away. And Biden will not lift a finger to get him out. No. All this crap that, oh, we couldn't get him out. Come on, we are giving you the merchant of death that at least should be two Americans, minimum, for the Russian arms dealer, merchant of death, who, by the way, Putin will now employ in Ukraine. That's why they want him. That's why they did this deal. They need this guy in the Ukraine to beat back Zelensky. You know, my thoughts.
I mean, all
it's diabolical, but that's how they're going to do it.
I hear conservatives a bitch about a goddamn Biden left a Marine there to rot. I'm like, that guy wasn't imprisoned under Joe Biden. He was imprisoned under Trump, and Trump never mentioned his fucking name. So Donald Trump didn't give a shit about him either.
Well, that's true, but Biden's in charge now. So we have to go with who's in charge now. But I agree with you. He's been over there for a while. That's what I said. He's been riding away for a long time. Bernie just got to the gulag. This guy's been over there for a few years. They're not going to lift a finger to get him out of there. He's screwed. Hate to say it.
I understand. No, you're right. I understand completely. You're exactly right. I agree. I'm just saying that it's conservatives have very short-term memories. They see what they want to see. Everyone has severe cognitive dissonance. It's, you know.
Right.
If Trump would have got the guy out, he wouldn't be there for Biden to, you know, Trump didn't just ignore that whole situation, then he would already be out. But Trump never even mentioned the guy's name. And now conservatives hate Biden for not getting the guy out. Well, your fucking boy Trump didn't get him out either. He never even mentioned his name.
That's right. No, that's right. That's a truism. Trump didn't do a lot of things that he could have done. And that's one of them. I agree with you. But we're moving on from Trump in the sense that Trump's no longer in the Oval Office. You know, look, it's on Biden's. First, it was on Trump's watch, but now it's on Biden's watch. So it is what it is, man. But what are your thoughts about Brittany Griner and her Ticky State parade in New York City?
I think she'll have her own talk show at some point. She'll be the stupid WNBA thing. And by the way, how the hell is the WNBA even in business? I mean, who watches that shit? I'd rather
thank
watch
you.
Who watches that? Do you think
who would
watch
that?
I don't think black people watch that shit. I don't even think blacks. It's got to be just their families in the crowd. I wouldn't walk across the street to see a game if it was free.
I know. It's amazing. I mean, she'll get her own talk show. Like I said, her own cookbook. She'll do the talk show circuit. America's so stupid. They're going to make her a celebrity now, and they're going to give her millions of dollars because she's, drum roll please, she's African-American. And now she can tell the whole world her few months in Russian prison, how bad it was, how she pined away for her wife in America. You know, this is just Weimar America to the max, man. They're going to crank it up, trust me. They're just getting started.
The take of the day. Van Jones had the take of the day. Do you know who Van Jones is? And did you hear his quote
yes,
today?
Yes, on
Van
CNN.
Jones?
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Van Jones had the classic quote of the day. Van Jones says, Brittany Griner is America. She represents what America is. Female, black, and LGBTQI, whatever the fuck that is. Is that America now? I want to go back to Scotland.
That's what they want. No, really, that's the America that they want. America of the future with Van Jones, and even now, they want a black, brown, minority. I'll just be blunt. They want it transgender, lesbian. They love faggotry and fuckery. Love that. Sorry for offending you out there in America. Turn the dial if you don't like it. Straight talk is what this country needs. And America's greatest sin is its weakness. So weak. On so many fronts, everyone's afraid to say anything. They're all cagey and squirrely. You know? They're...
I saw this...
unbelievable.
I saw this classic quote. It goes along with what you were just saying. I saw this quote, and I can't remember who it was. It wasn't like some ancient Aristotle or something like that. It was I don't remember who it was, but it was a quote that I liked a lot. It said it went like a as soon as they convinced you that tolerance is a virtue, they started replacing you.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Well, they want this country to be something it never was. And I will admit, I give them credit. They're on their way, baby. They're on their way, man. I mean, look at the achievements, if you want to even call them that, on the militant left. They've made the extreme mainstream. They have convinced half of America, if not more, that homosexuals should have children. They can get married. I'm not saying that they don't love each other, but they're trying to subvert the traditional American family. And what America doesn't know is that lesbianism, homosexuality, for many decades was a mental illness in America by the U.S. Psychiatric Association. They got that changed first. I believe it was 1973. You know, in 1965, as you know, they passed the Hart-Celler Act, which opened up America's immigration doors to the world. They've been chipping away at the country, my point is, for decades, chipping away, chipping away. And we've inherited a mess. We never caused this. We never created any of this. It's all social engineering. It's designed to fundamentally change America, as Obama famously said. And he told you, I'm going to fundamentally change America.
Well, I think
it's an abomination.
Going on a long time before Obama.
Oh, I know. I said for decades. We've inherited. We never created any of this. We never wanted any of it. But they have pushed it on America, left and right. We have militant leftists. We have rhinos who don't give a damn. And I'm telling you, it's a clown show. I'm going to sit back and laugh and look at it. And I've told friends of mine, you know, really and truly, in many ways, Western civilization, we're just seeing the death throes of Western civilization. We're not really a country. America's a corporation. America's all about making money. Wars make money for the military-industrial complex. But you can't really say we're a country anymore if you have no borders. That's the number one attribute or trait of a real country. Canada is not really a country anymore either. You know, the UK is invaded. They're subverting all of our institutions. Anything traditional is now garbage and thrown on the ash heap of history. That's where we're at. What are your thoughts?
And the reason I'm much harder on the right, or there is no right in America anymore, not mainstream anyway. But the reason I'm harder on the so-called right that call themselves conservative or whatever. The reason I'm harder on them than I am the left is because everyone sits and bitches about the left all day long and doesn't hold the, quote, right accountable. They just say, well, they suck, but it's the lesser two evils, so fuck it, you know. They just go along. Until someone holds them accountable and just says, you know what, you suck too. You're not any better, really. Then they have
right.
no reason to ever change. They have no reason to ever change if they know they can win by being 1 degree better than the Democrats, and they can be slightly better on one issue or two issues. It gives them no incentive, no motivation, no need to move right or change if they just get to win by default for being the lesser of two evils. So that's why I hold them accountable. Because I hear conservatives bitch about, Pete Booty Faggot, him and his husband adopted a kid. That's disgusting. But then they give a complete pass to some gay Jew like Dave Rubin because he's a conservative, even though he's a faggot too and is married to some man and they just adopted a kid. But since he's a conservative, it's okay. You know, someone's got to hold these people accountable too and not just bitch about Democrats all the time.
Oh, I know, man. It's so bad. It's pathetic. Well, we wish America well, but I always say America is a very sick patient, and we, Lincoln, and others like us on this show are the doctors. Thanks so much for the show, big guy. I appreciate you, man. Good points,
yeah.
All. I'll sort of cut you off there. We had Lincoln on, and, you know, good points. This is where we're at as a nation. You know, a lot of our problems stem from World War II and the subsequent decades since May of 1945. On my show, we will talk about war and peace. We will talk about the past and the future. And the ghosts of the past are with us today.
Es spricht der Führer.
Mixed up there in the studio was a Führer himself. Pretty amazing stuff, history. World War II just fascinates me. Well, we had a little bit of a glitch there on the audio. We fixed that. But the reason why they hate Trump so much, in my view, is because the hogs and the pigs from both political parties swill and eat at the same pig trough. Trump tried as best he could to beat back the swamp in the deep state. But we all know they mounted a political jihad against him. They had the Russia collusion story, 3 impeachments. They attacked him relentlessly in the media. They capped it all off with one of the most, in my view, crooked elections in American history. Meanwhile, the invasion continues at our southern border with Mexico. Everyone understands the concept. If you ever took a high school or college course of biology 101, of foreign invasive species in the plant and animal world. We all know that foreign invasive species causes immense amounts of damage to native ecosystems, as I said before. The same concept applies to the human race, culture, many countries and Western civilization, as we all know. It's no different, worth repeating on many shows prior to this. It's amazing where we've come, but it's just an amazing time. Don't forget, once again, to catch our show every Thursday night. We're in overtime right now, as we are entitled to be. And every show is a little bit different, and I like that. We'll get Brett the Surfer on here in a moment and get him on. And I'm sure he's got a few things to say to people, which is always good. Let's hear a little bit of an impersonator of Jack Nicholson.
Some people want to take your head off for pulling in front of them on a freeway. There are some who don't want you to eat anything but your vegetables. Some want to save the whales. Some want to assault people. Some want to burn things down. And others still want to watch the world set on fire. Well, it could be said of many of these people that they have a one-track mind, but it's always on the wrong track. Well, time to get your mind right. It's the Von Wehunt Show. That's right. Playing on the airwaves. Tune in to Von Wehunt and get your mind on the right track.
That's right, damn it. Let's get Brett the Surfer on here in a moment. But first, a little Hawaiian Samurai for the listening audience. Brett the Surfer, welcome to the Von Wehunt Show. How are you doing,
How
sir?
How are you, man? Just
doing good.
Life, man.
Doing good.
It. Yeah, man. Can't just enjoying the weather and finding it how, you know, just how ridiculous things are, you know, now in a world where, you know, the movie The Lord of War, you know, with Nicolas Cage, that was...
Mm-hmm.
It was about the guy that that we traded, you know, and Victor Booth, you know, and it's pretty crazy, man. Pretty, you know, thousands of people were died, you know, and I guess he did about 12 years, didn't he? He was supposed to do a 25-year sentence, but you know, I don't know. I think that and to leave a Marine behind, I find that. Pretty crazy, you know. You know, but
yeah, leave the white guy, the Marine in Russia to rot away. Let's bring over the African American lesbian lady, the athlete. Let's bring her over, and we're going to christen her, as a hero. She'll be given awards and medals. I guarantee she's going to the White House. She'll get the Medal of Freedom probably. She's going to have a Secret State parade in New York City.
Yeah.
A new cookbook, Brett, for you and the missus. You know,
yeah,
for hit books,
yeah,
the talk shows, a hit CD. It's all coming out, man. She'll be a millionaire within a year.
Yeah.
Living in Malibu while you're slaving away somewhere in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a crazy thing. You know, one of the people that was putting a knee, you know, knee down or refusing to, you know, pledge allegiance to the American flag, or it's kind of a sad, you know, it's really crazy that we left a Marine, you know, and I don't know. You'd think that they could negotiate both, you know, but
come on,
it's so lame.
Well, we couldn't get both. Come on, you got the Merchant of Death. Russia, Putin's in trouble in Ukraine. I'd say you want the Merchant of Death. Isn't this the guy you want to train and get the paramilitaries going there in the Ukraine against the Ukrainian army? Of course you want this guy. I want the Marine, or no deal. Or I would tell Russia, you keep the African-American. How about those apples? I want them both, or no deal. Period. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
If they say no, screw Putin. I hope you lose your war. Screw you. That's what I'd tell. That's how you play ball with those guys. Real rough. But they'll get the message. I want them both. No one's got any balls in our government. No one has the guts to tell them anything. Everyone's afraid to speak up. Everyone's afraid. I would love to meet this so-called negotiator. It's probably some pencil-necked nut job in the State Department. Some big liberal commie, probably. Who doesn't give a damn about that Marine? They just say that to placate the media, placate the American people, make you feel warm and fuzzy. Oh, we tried. We tried to do it. Brett, we lost you. He's got to call back in. He'll be back here in a second. Unbelievable. But this is what is going on. It's more of Weimar America. We talk about this a lot on the show, and unbelievable what's happening left and right. We will talk more about that if Brett calls back, but Kanye West is doing more damage, I think, to the media than Trump ever did. One guy wrote the show and said Kanye is doing more for the white European race than Trump ever did. And he said, he emailed the show, he said, and I say, I hope Kanye fans the flames. Let's get that inferno going, he said. This whole thing has been all over social media for a couple of months now. Kanye West making headlines every day. And of course, the theme tonight is Kanye West Goes Viral, is our show theme on Epic Episode 132. We'll try to get Brett back here in a minute. He's trying to text the show, I think. But have you been watching these riots over in China, okay, with the iPhone factories? And they're attacking the Chinese military guys who are in the hazmat suits. Look, the Chinese people have got to get down and dirty if they want to have any real change over in China. Throwing water bottles at the guys in the hazmat suits, which I've seen on Twitter and other videos in Gab, elsewhere. You know, throwing barricades at them, cursing them, pointing your finger at them. Lame stuff like that does not change the fate of nations. All that's going to happen, they're going to be rounded up and killed by the communist Chinese and their henchmen. It's going to happen. Unreal. Unreal. And it'll be like Hong Kong, where they sort of protested a little bit. But China's known for brutally suppressing dissent at every chance that they get, you know? They're going to sit around and take that crap from these people. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And that's that. Well, end of our broadcast day. We appreciate you all for being here tonight on the Von Wehent Show. We thank you all as I broadcast each week from the Mountain Stronghold, Arizona. Have a great holiday season. Relax. Take it easy. Be careful out there. Crazy drivers, crazy people. You got people in the stores running amok. Be careful. Watch out for any malcontents, God forbid, that may be at the mall or the store or the food court or the restaurant that you're at or the bar. Watch your 6 o'clock, America, and you know what I mean. So have a great holiday season. We will be back here Thursday night. My lights are on outside. I love the Christmas season. It's festive. Love it. I want more of it. And I hope you all enjoy it the same. So good night. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you out there in Patriot Land and Radio Land. Until next week, we're signing off from the Patriot Studio of the Von Wehent Show. Good night.